Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. And there are a couple of dances. There's three dances going on. Actually, there are three dances. One in Bellingham. That's at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium, May the 10th. You got to be careful about Bellingham. They want you to wear unscented stuff. They have some chemically sensitive folks there in that particular crowd. And actually, you should probably do that anyway. And so please try and refrain from wearing scents of any sort if you can. Okay. And the other thing about all of these dances is make sure you bring reusable. Reusable is the name of the game. They'll have water jugs, and the weather's getting warmer, and so these dances require more water, and people get dehydrated, and you don't want to do that. But don't go bringing a bunch of plastic bottles that we got to throw in the land dumps. It doesn't work that way. You need to make sure that you can bring a metal or a good chemically sound plastic water jug or bottle that you can take back with you, okay? And bring them to all your dances. Just label it dances and bring it with you. Or label it travel or recreation or something. And always take reusable with you. That works a lot better than bottled water that then the plastic fills, the landfills, and so forth. I'm getting on a soapbox here, but that's how it is. So, for the Bellingham dance especially, no scents and reusable. Same, though, with the Yakima dance there at the Broadway Grange, which is on Washington Avenue. And I think this is the last second day Saturday dance. There might be one in the summer, I don't know. And then there's another second Saturday dance, and that is at the Rockford Grange out there on Barrett Road, and that's for the Mount Hood Folklore Society folks. So you want to be sure and check all of those dances out. May the 10th, lots of good dances happening there. Okay, Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. That's where you can still get your tickets for Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck there at the Seasons Performing Arts Center there in Yakima. And that'll be such a cool gig. That's the very, very best of the progressive and the very, very best of the introspective banjoists. Abigail Washburn and Bela Fleck together on the same stage, probably doing stuff. That'll be an amazing, amazing show. Check that out. May the 11th there on Sunday in Yakima. If I could go to that show, I would. If I could get back in time, maybe I'll still try and be there. I don't know. All righty, let's cruise on up and take a look at what else is going on here. Not a whole heck of a lot. May the 17th is the membership meeting for the Three Rivers Folklife Society there in the Tri-Cities. That's at the Unitarian Church, I believe, in Pasco on Sylvester Road. And the thing about that is that's their membership meeting. So what they do is they have a little potluck, and then they have a short meeting so that all the members can be apprised of what's going on. And that's where you get the budget report and all that kind of stuff. Those are short meetings. And then Carl Allen will be there. Carl will be doing a bunch of kids' songs and his usual stuff, and talk about his whole thing with a group called The Wanderers that lasted for so many, many years. They were like a Kingston Trio sound alike. And Carl Allen is a folk resource. Oh my gosh, he really is. Then, of course, don't you be forgetting, the next weekend after that is the Folklife Festival in Seattle at the Seattle Center there. Folklife going on, lots of cool stuff. There's a big Pete Seeger sing-along on Monday. I'll be a part of that. There's a John Denver sing-along on Sunday, and I will be a part of that. Your applications for the Tumbleweed Festival in the Tri-Cities at the Howard Amon Park on Labor Day weekend are due on the 17th of May. Your applications for the Spokane Folk Festival, I believe, are due on July the 1st. So be sure and check all that stuff out. Folk festivals, and good music. And I really think that Cray Van Kirk is going to be around. I'll let you know that next week, because I'm sure he is. I just can't remember the dates. I know he's going to be in Moscow at the Attic, and I think that's the 23rd of May. I wouldn't stake my life on it, but I think so. And if not, I will re-inform you next week. Alrighty. Another thing that I want you to know, and I think it's really important, and I really want to thank those folks who helped with the tumbleweed benefit last week that we did in the Tri-Cities. The Badger Mountain Dry Band, who actually dedicated they have a dedication on their last album to me and what I've done for folk music in the Northwest, which I'm very flattered about. And they were wonderful. They have this lead guitarist that's just amazing, this young kid. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, Jim Honeyman on the mandolin and John April on the banjo and Mike on the bass and Chuck on the rhythm guitar. They do it all nice. Humphrey Hartman and Cameron, who are as just congenial and the best songwriters, they did songs that they are using as competition in the songwriter contest for the Tumbleweed Festival. And they were amazing, and I had a good time, and it was just a fun, fun show there at the Battelle Auditorium for the Tumbleweed benefits. So be sure and go to Tumbleweed and patronize that festival, because it's really a good festival there on Labor Day weekend. Boy, and that was just a wonderful gig. So thanks to everybody, Mickey Perry and Ann Scher and all the folks who helped me with that. That was really something. All righty. Okay, from 1994, this is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from their acoustic album.
1, 2, 1, 2. It's a cold, hot, and world that we're living in today, so empty nights when the phone won't ring. We all want to fall in love, hear the birds sing. So if you're feeling desperate, don't you give up. The times they are changing, and so is your luck. Cupid's got a gun, arrows wouldn't do. He's got the power, love for you. Feeling sorry for yourself, reading romance novels and laying around the house, dreaming that the good parts are written just for you, then waking up saying this will never come true. Stop your hesitating, go out tonight. Know he's out there waiting and get you in his sights. Cupid's got a gun, arrows wouldn't do. He's got the power, love for you. It's a big, big love. Same is true. Don't try to run. Don't try to run. Cupid's got a gun. Cupid's got a gun, arrows wouldn't do. He's got the power, love for you. It's a big, big love. Game is true. Don't try to run. Don't try to run. Cupid's got a gun. Don't try to run. Cupid's got a gun. Cupid's got a gun.
jumped up in the middle of the east at 5:15 this morning. The wife jumped up to feed the kid at 5:15 this morning. Well, the son jumped up in the middle of the east, and the wife jumped up in the middle of the bed, and I jumped up in the middle of a dream at 5:15 this morning. Well, the woman got the kid all fed by 6:15 this morning, and I had done made up our bed at 6:15 this morning. Well, the baby played on dancing feet, and the woman stirred up a bite to eat, but that dream still pounded in my head at 6:15 this morning. Well, I walked to work and the sun got warm at 7:15 this morning, and I held my lunch pail under my arm at 7:15 this morning. Well, the dream kept ringing in my ear and getting plainer and coming clear and getting bigger and drawing near at 7:15 this morning. I guess you know how some dreams are at 8:15 this morning. You can't remember what they are at 8:15 this morning. Well, I scratch my head at the factory gate and I run to keep from being late, and the clock's at 15 after 8 at 8:15 this morning. Well, I waved at the boss and I talked to my friends at 9:15 this morning. I was fishing around inside my brain at 9:15 this morning. Well, I see my dream like a haze or a snatch or a blaze from some old fiery match, but the rest of the dream I could not catch at 9:15 this morning. So at 15 minutes after 10, at 10:15 this morning, I told my trouble to all my friends at 10:15 this morning. Well, I told them my dream was plain as day and how it run like a rabbit away. They said, keep trying if it takes all day at 10:15 this morning.
Stranger, I've driven this road as a friend. I've driven this road as a slack jawed tourist, and I'm driving on it once again. It might be cold and long and lonely, but she's waiting on the other side. And I'm an hour closer to Sarah in the summer, and joyfully I ride, joyfully I ride. And I climb through Georgetown, a silver plume, the tunnel at Loveland's cold. Lake on the left is a little old, Route 9 is a Breckenridge Road. There's a sign right below Copper Mountain, Delaware, weather independence runs free. And I'm an hour closer to Sarah in the summer, and that's where I want to be, that's where I want to be. Crest the cleft in a hundred brick ridge. Up from between old red and smuggler, rising high on a piano bench there. And I'm an hour closer to Sarah in the summer, and what lies between beware, what lies between beware. Oh, and now red sandstone sentinels rising high on either side.
Canyon where the saints reside. In Mount Sorbus, massive majesty, southeast out of Glenwood Springs. And now I'm an hour closer to Sarah in the summer where the roaring river sings. Where the roaring river sings. Stranger, I've driven this road as a friend. I've driven this road as a slack-jawed tourist, and I'm driving on it once again. It might be cold and long and lonely, but she's waiting on the other side. And I'm an hour closer to Sarah in the summer, and joyfully I ride, joyfully I ride, joyfully I ride.
Got your letter in the mail, throwing off my sense of scale. I felt you touch my heart today, but the postmark says you're far away. Across the fields and deserts wide, the mountains in the western sky. Out where the sun sets on the sea, so very far away from me. Shadow. I miss you and I love you so. The farther I go down the track, I've been looking back. I wander through my memories, more precious now than gold to me. I close my eyes and I recall when I was young and you were small. You know I missed those times back then, but today you brought them back again. I got your letter in the mail, throwing off my sense of scale. It made me happy, it made me sad to read those words, I love you, Dad.
Fresh grub, baby, mama's kiss on his cheek. Off a greyhound with money for a week, a wide-eyed innocent who knows no fear, takes
Well, if you got the bullets, they'll remember your name down there. Can't drink the water, can't breathe the air. They said it was exciting, never said it was fair. You're just another singer in a pilgrim suit, chased by the lines till you learn to shoot in the Badlands. The Badlands. The Badlands. If you got those black dollars, will they remember your name?
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band from their acoustic album. I forgot that I'd had this album. I hadn't heard much of it. I don't even remember when I got this. It's from 1994, but I'm sure I didn't get it in 94. Anyway, good stuff. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band acoustic. Tim O'Brien also in that set with a couple of really cool songs. Tim O'Brien, who can go from a whimsical, quirky thing right to something pretty sensitive and straight up, straightforward, kind of working class country. And he does it so well. Tim O'Brien. David LeFleur, this next album. This is good stuff. This is one of the best albums I've heard in quite a while. It's got some wonderful guitar work and slide work and all kinds of things. David LeFleur.
Cherish every word. Ah, but there's so much left unheard. And when you try to make it right, it's always fight or flight. Long to hold her in your arms. You long to love her in your bed. Ah, but the reach could do more harm. With all that logic in your head, there's one thing you should know, that if you let her go, that she may not be around to say I told you so. The last thing you've got to do is talk her into loving you. She'll come to you when the time is right. Come to you without a fight. A flower's blooming in your chest. You cannot speak, you cannot rest. For all the love you've locked inside, time to live or time to die. And there's one thing you should know, if you let her go, that she may not be around to say I told you so. The last thing you've got to do talk her into loving you. Loving you.
David LaFleur, and The Last Thing is the name of that song. Oh, my gosh. He's just so good. He seems like he'd be the kind of guy you want to have a couple of beers with. Those of you who don't drink, he seems to be the kind of guy you'd like to have a couple of lemonades with. He does. David LaFleur. And plus, he's just a great player. And he writes some good stuff, too. Hey, you know what? We have a half hour left to go. We have to take a little bit of a break, but we're going to be right back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And if you want to email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu, and I will get back to you. Call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. And I get back to you. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back. You just hang on. Because there's lots of good music left. You can get a lot in half an hour. Yes, you can. Hold your horses because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Mostly cloudy today and tonight around the Palouse and the Valley areas with high temperatures 55 in Pullman, 60 in Clarkston. Tonight's lows in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, still some showers in the Lewis-Clark Valley, highs in the low to mid 60s. Next week, partly cloudy with highs in the 70s and 80s.
Dick and Nancy pledged their financial support because they say Northwest Public Radio is the most objective station on the air. Well, NPR and Northwest Public Radio remain objective because our funding mostly comes from listeners. So if you're a supporting member, thanks for sustaining this independent, commercial-free news service.
Lord, he thought he'd make him a man. So he took a little water and he took a little sand, them bones. Thought he'd make a woman too. Seemed like the natural thing to do. Them bones. Took a rib from Adam's side, made Eve to be his blushing bride. Them bones will rise again. Set them down on holy ground, birds and bees all flying around.
Them bones, them bones will rise again.
He says, all this is yours, you see, Buddha. Don't you touch that apple tree.
Them bones will rise again.
I'm gonna be mad if you do. Them apples is taboo for you.
Them bones will rise again.
Meanwhile, Eve was walking around and saw that tree all loaded down.
Them bones gonna rise again.
Snake was hanging around the place with a big old grin on his face.
Them bones gonna rise again.
He says, baby, don't that fruit look fine? Take a bite, Lord won't mind.
Them bones gonna rise again. I know. Them bones will rise again. Them bones will rise again.
And Eve says, well, maybe I might. Ain't no harm in just one bite.
Them bones will rise again.
Well, next day, Lord comes round and sees them cores all over the ground.
Them bones will rise again.
Says, Adam, where art thou? I want to see you now.
Them bones gonna rise again.
He was mad. He says, Adam, son, you let me down. Look at them apples on the ground.
Them bones gonna rise again.
You're gonna reap the seeds you've sown. Get a job, boy, you're on your own.
Them bones gonna rise again.
And if you think you've had your fun, well, wait till your labor comes.
Them bones gonna rise again. I know, them bones gonna rise again. Them bones gonna rise again.
For goodness sakes, listen to God, don't talk to snakes.
Them bones gonna rise again.
So it's written. If you got a good thing, don't mess with it.
Them bones gonna rise again.
Well, that's a story done told it to you. Praise God and hallelujah.
Them bones gonna rise again. I know. Them bones gonna rise again.
See the evening sun go down. a day. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my trunk and make a getaway. St. Louis woman wears a diamond ring, pulls her man around by her apron string. If it weren't for powder and a store-bought hair, that man I love wouldn't have gone.
That was a song about, you know, living in like a low-income apartment building or something and having, you know, our developer mayor or somebody decide they're going to tear it down to make way for a Nike town or Planet Hollywood or something like that. And this is a song about one of the people that live in those low-income apartment buildings. Man, I met a long time ago by the name of Mr. Ondo. One afternoon as I came home to the building where I lived alone, I met an old man on the stairs as he paused to catch his breath there. His face was drawn and pale. His hand was clenched to grip the rail. He had a long way to go, and his name was Mr. Ondo. Well, I offered him my helping hand, my steady legs to help him stand. My room's upstairs and straight ahead. I'm not feeling very well, he said. We reached the door, he turned the key. He turned around to look at me, and I saw myself in years to come. Thank you, he said. I said, you're welcome. And we all have so far to go. Don't we, Mr. Ondo? Too soon, there came another afternoon when I was home alone once more with someone rapping at my door. It was Mr. Ondo looking well, holding out a dollar bill. As so eagerly he bowed his head, this is for your help, he said. Well, I refused, but he would not relent. And then I saw how much it meant. A dollar for the man inside, for that was how he wore his pride. And pride is all that you've got left when they've all gone and you've been left at home alone in the winter's chill. So I took his dollar bill. And we all have so far to go. Don't we, Mr. Ondo? Saw him after that. The place was sold and that was that, and we all had to pack up and leave, and he's passed on, I do believe. But sometimes when all is said and done, and I see myself in years to come, I think how fragile this humanity. I hope someone does the same for me. Oh, 'cause we all have so far to go. Don't we, Mr. Ondo? Thank you.
2 and 2 is 4. 6 and 2 is 8. Come on, baby, don't you make me late crying. Hey, baby, don't you wanna go to the same old place, a sweet home, Chicago? Come on, sweet home Chicago, back to that same old place, my sweet home Chicago. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday is just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday is worse, and Thursday is also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. The eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. Sunday when I get down on my knees and pray. I said, Lord, have mercy. Lord, 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 have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Don't you know I'm just trying to find my baby? Won't somebody please bring him on home to me? On me. Oh.
This is the folk festival, right? This is the modern folk song. All right, Grant Dermody, artist of Spoon Man, myself, Jim Page. Thank you. We're going to finish up with this song. Come gather around me, hear my sad story. I know you think you've heard someone sing it before me, but it's an old song, I had to change it. Times ain't what they used to be. As I was walking that super highway, below the gray haze and sooted skyway, I was arrested for hitchhiking on the freeway. They said it don't belong to me. It ain't my land, and it ain't your land. Could be a rich land, but it's a poor land, 'cause of the few that hold it in their tight grip hands, so that it don't belong to you or me. When I was younger and in my schooling, I learned and followed by all the rulings. I never dreamed that they were only fooling. How could my teachers lie to me? But as time passed and I grew older, and the world around me got a little colder, well then a voice came calling at my shoulder. Said it don't belong to you or me. It ain't my land, and it ain't your land. Could be a rich land, but it's a poor land, 'cause of the few that hold it in their tight grip hands, so that it don't belong to you or me. Corporations, to the side roads of desperate situations. It's a sad and disunited nation, all the way from sea to shining sea. From the urban war zones of the busted streetlights, to the toxic wastelands of Nevada test sites. From the open strip mines to the clear-cut forests. Oh, it's a sad sight to see. I see the downsides, I see the layoffs, the corporate welfare, politicians' payoffs. I see the bread lines that never make the headlines, 'cause they're not so entertaining on TV. When they can reduce you to just a number, when they can knock you down, they can plow you under. And when the only thing that matters is the dollar, then you know it don't belong to you or me. It ain't my land, and it ain't your land. Could be a rich land, but it's a poor land, 'cause of the few that hold it in their tight grip hands, so that it don't belong to you or me. There was a time when this song was greater, but that was then, and this is later. And there's a hole in my heart that's like a crater, and they say it's gonna be the death of me. Let's take this song back, let's take this country, take back our future, it's our duty. Let's stand up tall so that everyone can see, then this land will belong to you and me. And it will be your land, and it will be my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land will belong to you and me. Go for it.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. We have to go. Jim Page recorded at Folklife. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we have to just rock on out of here. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. Caitlin Bailey on the playlist assistant. Kevin Rinker, the engineer. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you around the bend now. So long. Bye.
We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go.
Thanks for joining us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio, where support comes from the Walla Walla Chamber Music Festival and Tourism Walla Walla, 2014 Summer Festival, June 5th through the 28th, featuring 20 virtuoso artists and 31 events performed in intimate venues throughout the Walla Walla Valley. Seating is limited. Tickets at wallawallachambermusicfestival.org. Fiona Ritchie will be along in just a moment.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Whitman Hospital in Colfax, providing a surgery center with in-house orthopedic coverage. Their specially trained team offers patient care before, during, and after surgery. Information on specialized orthopedic care and services can be found at whitmanhospital.com. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7.